All right, we'll go ahead and begin tonight. I want to open us tonight with a reading of Scripture from Psalm 32. So if you will, hear the reading of God's Word, Psalm 32, a Maskil of David. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for the saving work of Jesus Christ. We thank you that for those of us whose faith rests in Christ alone, our sins are not counted to us. For you counted them to him and allowed him to pay the penalty that our sins had merited. Thank you that as we confess our sins, we can say with the psalmist, we confessed our sins to the Lord and he forgave us the iniquity of our sins. Thank you that you've not only not counted our sins to us, but you have counted to us Christ's perfect righteousness. Father, this evening as we gather for this members' meeting, we come continuing to delight in the gospel. Thankful for the work, prayerful that everything we report on and everything we do is the outflow of the gospel work in our lives. I pray that our report reflect hearts that know that we have been given so much in Christ and therefore overflows from us a generosity, a charitability, a longing to give unto the Lord and unto his work and unto his people. Father, thank you, even in this report, as we'll be able to tell what you have given to us to carry on your work. May we as a church and as a people who make up this church be those who sow bountifully and reap bountifully. May we never be those who sow sparingly. And now, Father, thank you that we don't have to have such meetings with the room being full of tension. We know that is common. We thank you that you've given us unity and love for one another, gospel love. Indeed, may we labor for the unity of the Spirit, of the bond of peace. Thank you for your grace now. May you be honored during this time. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to begin tonight with some apologies. Those members who wanted to express to you their inability to be here so that we might make sure we get word of this meeting to them. Dave and Marky Cleaver, Mike and Connie Oliver, Ray and Tammy Van Nest, David and Stephanie Matlock, Robert and Lindsay Carson, Ross and Amanda Kaiser, and Sarah Moore. There may be others. These are the ones who shared with us, so please, if you touch base with them, let them know the report given tonight. I then want to make one announcement, and then I'm going to hand over things to Tom to do a update for membership matters. With Tim Ellsworth, part of his deacon labors week in and week out, we're taking control of ushering. So he would come in and get people to do that. That's now being picked up by others. Brian Cheek, Joey Jenkins has helped with that as well. What Brian is asking now, if we would, is Brian has a sign-up sheet on the side table, and he's going to make this, I think, as well available on the table. So the internet table and the side table, this one being a tangible table, both are means of signing up. But we're asking if you will, especially for those of you who regularly usher, asking for two categories. One, if you're willing just to be a permanent usher, that is to say, if I'm here, count me in, I'll do it. Then there's a sign-up category for that, just says permanent. You might also say, I don't want to commit to that, but I wouldn't mind doing it for a month here or a month there. Then if you would, sign up, again, you can do this either on the table, meaning the interchurch forum, or on the side table. And if you want to sign up in one of those two categories, that'd be great, permanent or month by month. And then Brian will be touching base with you to let you know how that works. So I'm going to hand over matters now to Tom, who's going to give you some membership updates.
I want to share with you a few membership updates. Scott and Diane Schipferling, when last we heard, as we reported last members' meeting, are attending Redeemer Fellowship in St. Charles, Illinois. The odd thing is, we have had contact with Scott and Diane since then on more than one occasion and just didn't ask them about their membership. And so now I'm waiting to hear from them to know if they've actually completed the membership process. So I should be able to get back with you on that. Sam Adams is officially a member at City Fellowship now. Joshua Ellers, of course, moved to Elizabethtown, Kentucky to take a staff position. And I haven't heard from Josh on his membership. My assumption is that he has moved his membership, but I'll let you know when I hear from that. Kelsey Reeder is attending a new members class at Holy Trinity in Chicago. Lauren Smothers, as probably most of you know, visited over the holidays. She sends a note and says she really enjoyed being here and seeing everyone. She wants you to continue to pray for her. She seeks a church. She was attending a PCA church in North Carolina, but now has started to attend Cross Fellowship, and she's praying about pursuing membership there. So we need to pray for Lauren and encourage her as she seeks membership at Cross Fellowship. Ryan Substad will begin attending membership classes on February 1st at Mars Hill in Seattle. Ryan Edenfield has been in Louisville just for a couple weeks now. She'll be starting classes at the seminary. She's visited a couple different churches. She says it's quite overwhelming to decide which church to go to, so she's going to look around for a bit, and then she'll be moving her membership, and we'll keep you updated with Ryan. But do pray for her in that process and encourage her along the way as she seeks a church home in Louisville. Jessica Lee is in Temple, Arizona. She has been, since she's been in Arizona, attending Redemption Temple. She's really struggling with whether or not she needs to be a member of that church. I think she enjoys the church. She's part of a small group, but we continue from time to time to have conversations about that. So join me in prayer for her as she makes that decision. Of course, I did tell her that you can come back to Jackson and just take up residence right here, and we would like that just fine. Brett and Laura Anderson moved their membership to Calvary Baptist Church here in town. Chelsea Light has resigned her membership. Jasmine Wilson has resigned her membership as well. Olivia Wallace and Marie Adamkova, now Marie Ellers, were both associate members. And so when they left, we automatically removed them from membership in the church. Scott and Arlia Olive are visiting a church near their home and are deciding whether they want to join there. They have a view to joining that church. So those are all the membership updates this evening. And one other announcement or prayer concern is Timothy and Haley O'Day and I are planning to go to Utah February 6th. We'll be going to Salt Lake City, looking around, praying, seeking God's face about what he may have in the future for Timothy and Haley. So that'll be February 6th. We'll leave. We'll come back February 11th. Please pray for that trip. Pray for all the conversations that we're going to have with church planters and pastors that are out there with church planting, with the church planter catalyst that's in that area. We really want to hear from the Lord on this, to know his pleasure in this as we go and do it. We're excited about the trip, and I hope you'll join us in that excitement. And above all, pray earnestly. And can't wait, Timothy. It's going to be good. All right. That's it. Nate's going to come and share with you about the fourth quarter.
Now remember, don't forget to pray. It's really for Timothy and Haley because they're traveling with him. I want to bring some clarification. Okay, we're going to try something different. You know, a lot of times we produce a lot of paper and we're trying to rethink this. We have the table. We know some people aren't on the table. Some people may not be able to see this. So we do have a few copies that we've run. If you need a copy of this budget, you think that's more helpful to you, just lift your hand up and we'll get that to you right now. This is another Jeremy contribution, which we like it. He whipped this thing together, so we're glad of this. All right. I want to take you through we're going to go over this a little oddly, because I want to show you how things come in and how things go back out. And I want to do it in such a way that you see the Lord is prospering us. And just like Lee prayed not too long ago, there are many of us who practice a New Testament concept of sowing bountifully. And the Lord promised that if we do so, we'll reap bountifully. Okay, well, we practice that as a church. We believe that the Lord has met our needs more than abundantly, and we're able to give. And so we practice giving. We do it as individuals, and we do it as a corporate body. So I'm going to show you a little bit differently on this year, and then some of the things will be normal. All right, the first area I want to talk about is in our income. I'm supposed to use this little pointer thing, but I don't. All right, so if we look here, I'm going to use this pointer thing that God gave me. Yeah, that's good. All right, if you'll see line 30 and 35, you'll see that those numbers are very high. $10,865 for storehouse came in. Now, this isn't money that we've designated in our budget. This is people giving towards the church, right, for storehouse. And the designated missions, that's people giving money in towards something that we're doing around here. If you'll skip down, please, to 68... Yes, you'll see refund checks. I want to clarify for this just for a second. Remember we told you that we have this intern program, and NAM now is involved with us, and they're funding some of our interns. So we set aside in the budget, and we'll go there in a minute, money for intern, but actually we've paid more out and less from our pocket, because $8,000 of that is money that's being supplied by NAM to pay our interns to go to take their classes here. Okay, so Are you getting a feel for the money that's coming in? If you go to Lottie Moon, you'll look. Whoop, where'd you go? All right, right there, number 50. That's above and beyond what we set aside for the budget. Okay? So if you'll let me find my page, and we'll go to our giving so that we can keep that hooked together, and you'll understand. Just a second. Go to, please, 525. All right, see Lottie Moon? We designated $3,600 that we wanted to pay from the church. As you can see, we gave $8,700 as a church. Okay? If you'll see under storehouse, 540. Yep, 540. This is new. Is this jerking around? Can you handle this? Are we all right? Okay. As you can see, we designated from our budget $6,000 to be put aside for taking care of the church family. We, through the giving of this church coming back in, actually helped families with $17,000. That's amazing amounts, right? Okay, let's go to line item 570. You'll see, let me get my paperwork right here, that we designated $13,380, and out of that, the charities were given $15,970. If you go down to Mission Savings, you'll see more. Now, remember I told you about the intern? See that $790? We designated $11,000. We spent $14,000. Take the $8,000 back out. There was a saving of $6,000 off of what we had budgeted because of our alignment with this group. Now, why are they aligning with us? They've taken a good look at our program that Aaron supervises for us and what our goals are. And one of the outcomes may be that we lose Tim and Haley. That's what they're going to look at. They're going to look, see if they want to be part of a planting of a church in one of their sin cities that they've called them in the nation. All right, so what I want to bring to your attention is our church designated $67,000 in giving of either the training of people or giving outside of us. If you take $6,000 off of that number, because that's the truth of it, right? But do you notice that our church, in cooperation with the people here and another agency, gave $97,000? Okay, that's a lot of money. We are a giving church. Okay, God's been gracious to help us with that. All right. Any questions? I know I took you back and forth a little bit, but I wanted you to see the correlation between that we plan to give, and then the Lord has been very, very gracious through you and through NAM that we gave, 30% of everything we took in, something like that. It's pretty good for a little church. Okay? It's outstanding. All right, so if we can back up now. Any questions on that so far? This is new, so we're trying to do this best we can. But everybody got that? Questions? Thoughts? Okay, great. All right. I want to back up a little bit. Let me get my paperwork. Okay. Go to 160, please. All right, good. I'm going to try to point some things that went up or down in any kind of significance as we go down through here. We budgeted $2,300 for that area. You know that we've started the table, so that cost us $1,900. We had several computers that we needed to buy, so on and so forth, so that number went up. As you can see, we spent more in that category than we had budgeted for the whole total administration. Okay. Some areas went down in that. As you can see, the copier lease, the office supplies, telephone, all that stuff went below budget. So that's where we're trying to monitor everything that we have. We just had some needs. We started a new program. That cost us extra money. All right, if you'll go down to the building and grounds whole area now. Up a little bit more. Good, thank you. Okay, so line item 220. The utilities went down. Line item 230 we went down. And line items, the security system, again, something we couldn't control, went up. You'll notice that repairs and maintenance went up. And part of that number you'll find in the giving, but about $2,300 of that was the repair of the sign. Then the insurance company gave us the money back. So it's kind of an in and out on that line item. So we're actually closer than what it looks. And we went down on building beautification. Apparently we're still just ugly. No, we just didn't need it. All right, so all in all, we stayed pretty close to budget with the things that we were able to control and then getting reimbursed and so on and so forth with the expenditures and what we had planned on. So that's right in line. We went down, and if you go to the educational area, we went down about $950 there. We went up a little bit in the music area, not much, but about $129. We already talked about the giving. Everybody good so far? Yes. No, no. Yeah, Fellowship One, which is what we work with, right? That's that program we're using and interaction between groups and stuff like that. Thank you for that correction. All right, we went over the giving. Let me move. If you'll go to Church Ministries, please, which is 700. All right. You'll see across the board, basically a total church, we went down some. So a little bit of savings there. And if you'll move up to the next, the 800 section, please, you'll see that we planned for fellowships 8,600. And our deacons have just been doing a great job. We thought we were going to have to rent a lot more facilities because we don't have a fellowship hall anymore. And our guys have just done an excellent job lining things up and having great fellowships and using the parks and that sort of thing. So as you can see, we had a good savings there. Now if you move up to the expenditures, please. Yeah, that right in there. Okay. So as you can see, we spent $34,000 basically more than what we had budgeted. If I can remind you, $30,500 of that was giving. Okay, so that's just amazing numbers. Net profits and losses altogether, we had thought we'd come up about 12. We went up 13.8. Okay, so we're in good shape there. If we can raise that up to the next grouping. All right, that's not going to work. Okay. That'll work. You won't have a comparison, but to the last quarters. But here's where we stand. Can we expand, please, A and shrink C? Could we do that? There we go. Capable folks. Don't be messing with me. All right, we're not going to shrink, see. All right, so here we go. Our checking account, we'll wait. What are we doing, guys? Okay. Take out D and E. Take out D and E or something. Take out C, D, and E. Please. I want F and G, yeah. Keep going. Yeah, that's it. Do it. I'm about to get excited. Okay, stop right there. All right, if we can correct, this number right here, the 10-4, that should actually say 11-10, thank you. Yeah, 11-10. All right. Okay, so as you can see, our checking account this year, even though we took in a little less than what we had budgeted, and because people were very careful with the money, we started in March, our bank account, our checking account was about $60,000. Now, 117, it's $85,000. Okay? I will put in here that because of what's happened with Noah, we have some bills from the beginning of this month to still take care of. Mission savings, we still have $3,349 in there. Storehouse still has $5,680. Benevolence, $364. The Care Center truck, that's people donating towards the repair of that truck, which it's going to need bad shortly. We have people giving towards John Keller and Casey Kidd, but it's now going through Mission Savings, so we don't have just a designated line item. And then we have a church planning network that we're building funds towards, and we have $1,711 there. So at this point in time, total assets, $96,500. So the Lord has been kind to us this year. Any questions about all this so far? Yes. No, we pay a mortgage. That is line item. We actually pay more than what we need to every month. Let me see where I can find it. What is it?
210,
please. And then Aaron's going to come up and talk to us about a recommendation. I think we're only required to pay like $53,000 a year or something. And we pay $64,000, almost $65,000. We just set our payments up that way to reduce quicker. And then we have some recommendations that Aaron's going to bring to the table. So if we can hold that one, is there any other questions I can deal with? I have a question. Is this going to work once we fine-tune it? Okay, good. All right. Anything else? So you can see our go back towards the end, will you please, guys? Go back to the bottom where the accounts are, please. Keep going. A little bit more. Okay. Right there, you can see we were at 536 paying our payments, reducing interest. We're at 508 right now with our mortgage, and then Aaron's going to come and talk to you about that. Okay?
Well, the elders are bringing a recommendation tonight that we put a lump sum of $40,000 onto our mortgage balance. So you can see the current balance there, $508,282.43, that we send out a payment immediately for $40,000, which is something we're in a position to do at the end of every year. And we initially thought we might go a little higher, but after we started thinking about the fact that our current checking account balance may be a little inflated due to the unusual circumstances of certain bills not being paid yet. We settled on $40,000 for now. We can always revisit it in the next quarter if we need to, if we feel like that's a necessity. But we're settling on $40,000 for tonight, and that should bring our checking account after the bills are paid probably somewhere in the vicinity of $35,000 to $40,000. It was just a little bit lower than we pushed it last year when we made a big lump sum payment. So that's what we're thinking at this point. So that's a recommendation that we're bringing, and we invite your input or your questions. And if you have any, please contact us, one of us, in the next couple of weeks. The recommendation will be voted on 2 weeks from tonight. We decided to vote the very next time we have a prayer meeting. So next Sunday night we have an intern preaching with Logan Smith as the star that night, right? That'll be next Sunday. So then the following Sunday night at a prayer meeting, that's an avenue conducive to voting. So we'll vote in 2 weeks, and we invite your questions or input in the meantime. So that's all the business we have for tonight. So would you please stand together, and we'll sing the doxology.